الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لئن شكرتم لأزيدنكم ولئن كفرتم إن عذابي لشديد وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم ما أصبح بي من نعمة أو بأحد من خلقك فمنك وحدك لا شريك لك فلك الحمد ولك الشكر أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Most respected ulama ikram, brothers and elders. This was a very concise dua that was recited from among the du'as that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us. And these are among the du'as to be recited morning and evening. So it's something to be done daily, not once daily, twice daily. At the beginning of the day, at the beginning of the night. So these daily du'as that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us, and likewise many other amal that we have been taught are for our benefit. And then these daily du'as are meant for our day-to-day life to become better. So the one dimension in this is the du'a itself, asking Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, begging Allah ta'ala's help, begging His guidance. But apart from that, these du'as are filled with ta'aleem. The du'as that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made, they are very, very deep lessons in every word. So just to briefly understand this du'a, on the one side, this is a du'a, just to go through the translation first. Allahumma ma asbaha bi min ni'matin aw bi ahadim min khalqik. Ya Allah, whatever bounty and ni'mat that I enjoyed this morning, and later on I enjoy, anybody else in the entire creation has, all this is from minka wahdak. Ya Allah, from you alone. You have no partner. And la sharika lak, falak alhamd. Ya Allah, all praise is due to you alone. And all gratitude and thanks is due to you alone. So this dua starts off with the expression of shukr. Allahumma ma asbaha bi min ni'matin aw bi ahadin min khalqik. Ya Allah, all this is from you alone. And then in the end also it's again shukr. Falaka alhamd wa laka shukr. The one very, very major lesson this is teaching us, and as mentioned, that this is a daily dua. Every morning, every evening, the wording in the evening, one word changes. Ma amsa bi min ni'ma. So every morning, every evening, we are being taught to remember Allah Ta'ala and make shukr for Allah Ta'ala's bounties, countless ni'mats that we enjoy all the time. So we have many issues and challenges. Dunya is dunya. And insan is insan. Insan gets affected by things that come upon him, some hardship, some difficulty, some challenge, whatever it might be, he's insan. So he gets affected, he gets emotionally affected, he sometimes will get maybe physically affected, there's some illness, etc. Allah Ta'ala keep us with afiyat. But despite all these challenges that come, there are still countless benefits and bounties that we enjoy every breath that we take, every moment of our life. We can never ever make enough shukr for even one bounty of Allah Ta'ala. So we are being taught to make abundant shukr. So one is shukr itself. That's a very great ibadat. And it's an obligation on us that we should be expressing this gratitude to Allah Ta'ala. And then the other aspect about the shukr is, if there's genuine shukr in a person's heart, then this becomes an ilaj. It becomes a treatment to many, many things. Many serious maladies of the heart. Among many things, one of the things it will become a treatment of is the greed that takes root inside the heart of this insan. And it will bring contentment. It will remove that greed and it will bring contentment. And contentment is the greatest wealth. Inna al-ghina, ghina al-nafs. The greatest wealth is the wealth of the heart. If the person is wealthy within, then with or without things externally, he'll still be happy. And if a person is not wealthy inside, in his heart, he doesn't have the wealth of contentment, then nothing will give any happiness. It'll just be a deception, just a surface thing. It'll just be some temporary excitement he'll get out of something that he now acquired new, or now something that he was really aspiring for, so some new branded item, or that better upgraded vehicle, or that upgraded phone, that very temporary small little thrill, like they say, the soda water, and then after that he's back in the same misery of his. Because something is lacking inside. And that what is lacking inside is this qana'at, contentment. Is such a great wealth that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam in another dua taught us to make dua for this as well. Allahumma qanni'ni bima razaqtani wa barik li fi. Allah, grant me qana'at, grant me contentment on that which you have blessed me with. And ya Allah, you grant me barakat in it. That's what's to be aspired for, barakat. Contentment and barakat. When a person has contentment, he's content with what Allah Ta'ala has provided him, Allah has blessed him with. He makes a moderate effort. What Allah blesses him with, he's happy with it. He is not looking around the whole world. He's happy with what Allah Ta'ala has blessed him with. That keeps him happy and he enjoys what he then has. And if this contentment is missing, then that happiness can't come. Sometimes a person might think happiness is maybe in the hand. So if happiness was in the hand that's wearing the most expensive watch would have been very happy. Worth 100,000, 200,000. People sometimes talk about some fancy prices for a watch. Unbelievable prices. Say, you know, that's how it is. So that person wearing that expensive watch worth hundreds of thousands, he would have been all the time elated. But many of person wearing very expensive items is also in misery. If that happiness was in what a person drives, if that itself was happiness, then many a person wouldn't have driven that car to suicide. And despite driving the best luxury that he can have, but he's still miserable inside it, and he's still looking at what somebody else has. Because the wealth inside is missing, there cannot be any happiness. Happiness doesn't come in these things. But if there's happiness within, then a person will enjoy Allah's ni'mat, what Allah has blessed him with. So the very great wealth to acquire is qana'at, contentment. And now this is the dua that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam is teaching us, which is infused with shukr. And the shukr will inshallah develop qana'at. So now it's not that a person just confines himself to one dua. We enjoy countless blessings. We should be making shukr all the time. Abundant shukr. But in any case, this is the one very big lesson that we learn from this dua. The lesson of shukr and this treatment that it brings in the heart of the treatment of the greed. And it develops this qana'at and contentment. When there's shukr in reality, one is the words of shukr, that too we are required to express those words. But it must then come from the recesses of the heart. The deep gratitude to Allah Ta'ala. And the reality of then shukr is the obedience of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So in any case, this is the first very major lesson we learn from this dua. Then in this dua, on the one side is what is mentioned in the Hadith Sharif, that the person who recites this dua in the morning, then he has fulfilled the rite of shukr for the day. He recites it in the evening, he's fulfilled the rite of shukr for the evening. But at the same time, there are very major maladies that lurk in the heart. Many, many maladies. And this is a treatment for many other maladies as well. For example, what? So in this dua, what is the person expressing? Ya Allah, whatever bounties I have, This is from you alone. Whatever bounty it might be is not confined to material bounties. It might be something material. It might be some ability and skill that a person has been blessed with. He might have some position in some society or whatever position he might be given. Whichever manner of bounty that he may have, whatever kind of bounty that he's enjoying. And above all that, the spiritual bounties that Allah Ta'ala blesses somebody. So now the expression of the reality that, Ya Allah, nothing of this is my achievement, my doing. It's not me. It's not I. Ya Allah, it's entirely yours and your blessing and gift alone. So this is cutting at the root that I, me, mine, which is the pride and arrogance that comes in a person. Sometimes it is maybe some material things that become the source of that pride. Sometimes it's some position that become the reason for the pride and haughtiness. Sometimes it is some other authority that the person might have. So we are being taught, don't ever attribute anything to oneself. Everything is from Allah Ta'ala. And negate it from oneself. Allah, nothing is mine. And nothing is my achievement. And nothing is my doing. فَمِنْكَ وَحْدَكَ Allah, this is from you alone. Now, this is such an important thing to keep cleansing the heart of this pride. A person reciting this dua morning and evening consciously. He may not know the word for word translation, but he knows what is he asking. And consciously cleanse, because there's no such time that there's a button to press and then this is cleansed out of the heart and for life it's done. Like a person sweeps his home daily, he washes his clothes regularly, he washes his body daily, he has to keep cleaning his heart daily also. And more important than everything else is to clean the heart. And it's an ongoing process, an ongoing need. Just as dust settles all the time on things, this dust settles on this heart also. And sometimes severe grime settles on that heart due to the environment we are in, due to the things shaitan whispers into our hearts and minds. So the ongoing need to cleanse that, to purify that heart. So now consciously cleansing the heart of this pride. Allah, it's not me, it's not mine, it's you alone. And this is such an important need. Because without cleansing this heart of the pride, that pride takes over. That is what brought shaitan to the destruction and the perpetual curse that he is under. Shaitan, who was Azazil and Muallimul Malaika, he was in the heavens as a teacher of the Malaika. But his pride brought such destruction to him that he became accursed for eternity. This is pride. Pride has never won the day. Allah Ta'ala loves the person who humbles himself. And humility has also always won the day. Allah Ta'ala loves that humble servant. So this is an ongoing need, an ongoing requirement, an ongoing process to keep cleansing that heart. When the pride comes in, then a person starts getting involved in zulm. Because the pride now, he can't, let alone somebody tramping his toes, somebody's shadow comes on his toes also. Too much for him. When that pride comes in, then that pride will bring all kinds of flowery language on the tongue. A humble person, he'll be conscious about what he's saying also. Be careful about how he speaks. But the pride, then person now, all kinds of vulgarity, anybody dares do something that he's not too happy about, and then he'll want to so-called give the person a piece of his mind. There will be no tolerance. Patience and sabr will be a distant thing. And there will be no gratitude to people around also. Because everything, I deserve it. Out of that pride, the person has a sense of entitlement now. I deserve it. Forget I deserve it. This is my, everybody has to be at my beck and call. All these things start happening, whether it's within the four walls of the home, or whether it is in some other place. And then a person starts falling into zulm. And this is a very serious matter on the day of Qiyamah. This will become a major problem for a person. And in dunya already, zulm is among those things that let alone the akhirat, it brings its consequences in dunya first. Many a thing gets left, if a person didn't repent, he'll face the consequences in the akhirat if he didn't get forgiven. But Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, zulm, the consequences come first in dunya already. What's in the akhirat is beyond that and apart from it. So in any case, this is one major malady of the heart that needs to be treated. And it doesn't get treated with one talk or one reading of some book or just some thought. It requires treatment. Like physical ailments require treatment. So now if something is treatable with some off-the-shelf medication, then well and good. But if it is something that requires surgery, then the off-the-shelf medication is not going to do the job. Then he needs to go to somebody who's a person specializing in that field, and he will treat him. He needs to take advice from those who will be able to give him that advice of how to treat the maladies of the heart. And then in this hadith shari, in this dua, the other aspect that is also in this, Allahumma ma asbaha bi min ni'matin aw bi ahadin min khalqik. Ya Allah, whatever anybody in the entire creation enjoys, Ya Allah, all this is also purely your gift and bounty and favor. So when this is the reality, that nothing is our doing, and neither does anybody else have anything of their own, it is what Allah Ta'ala has blessed somebody. So why should a person ever harbor any jealousy? Why should he be jealous over somebody else's ni'mat and bounty? This too is a very serious malady of the heart. In the hadith sharif, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that this hasad, it destroys a person's good deeds like fire consumes dry wood. And this is a sure recipe for misery. Whether anything happens to somebody else or not, that's far away. But the person is guaranteed to be miserable because of this jealousy that keeps burning him from within. As mentioned right at the beginning, these du'as are daily du'as. And these daily du'as are meant to make our day-to-day life better. How? That we get rid of all these maladies of the heart. It will make us feel content. It will bring that happiness, that peace, that serenity. With that gratitude, the ni'mats of Allah will come more upon us. لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. We get rid of that pride and develop humility. Then Allah Ta'ala loves that humble person. Allah's barakat and blessings come upon him. And then the person who's humble, people around him also enjoy his company. People at home also look forward to him coming back. They're also happy about the person's return after a long day, because they also enjoy that humility around them. Because a humble person will also be good in so many other ways. And that pride and haughtiness, it disrupts that whole peace of the home over trivial things, because vulgarity will be the order of the day, and so many other issues that zulm will become just a norm. So now let alone a person's own peace being destroyed, but everybody around him is so severely affected too. Now he's making this effort, consciously making these du'as, taking the advice, seeking the remedies for all these maladies of the heart, reforming one's heart and oneself. So now he also enjoys a better life. People around him also are happy. Everybody is more at ease and peace. All this is the barakat of getting back onto the Mubarak way of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Everything for us, it is in the Mubarak Sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sunnah is the entire way of life. It's not confined to just certain aspects. The very way in which a person lives, he has to live in the way that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us, and in it is everything for us. Is the guarantee of that peaceful life that we are seeking. Because in that sunnah is the cleanliness of the heart also. That heart being free of pride, of malice, of jealousy, that heart being filled with compassion and kindness, that heart being filled with forgiveness. And above all that, that heart being connected to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. When the heart is connected to Allah ta'ala, then all the sifat of iman and the beautiful attributes of iman then fill that heart. Taqwa and shukr and sabr and tolerance and contentment So then this heart, this life becomes hayatan tayyiba. فَلَنُحْيَنَّهُ حَيَاتًا طَيِّبًا. Allah Ta'ala says, the person who has iman and does righteous actions will bless him with hayatan tayyiba. This is hayatan tayyiba. So despite the challenges that come sometimes in life, he'll still be at peace within himself. And otherwise, no matter what he has, but he'll be still in a miserable state. So this is a simple, very short dua that we discussed. We should try to learn it, practice upon it, and take the lessons to heart and practice on those lessons as well. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala give me and all of us the tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.